Hello, this is Linda Kaminsky speaking, founder and president of Labrie Pure and Natural Skincare and Cosmetics. This training CD that you are listening to is going to review how to successfully work with Labrie's sampling program. We will be discussing how to share samples with others to expand your customer base and to help build your business faster. It is my hope that after listening to this CD, that you will have a better understanding of how to successfully sample others, and that you will have much more confidence and feel much more comfortable with the sampling process. Sampling is fun. Sampling is a great way for you to increase your exposure in your community, and through the sampling program, you will help build your business even faster. Now, there are a couple of things about sampling that we need to know, because there is a right way to sample and there is a wrong way to sample. Sampling, first and foremost, starts out with having a great positive attitude. You need to be enthusiastic and you need to be excited about handing out samples to people in your community. Sampling was something that I learned to love. Sometimes when we begin to sample, we feel a little bit nervous. I know I've had consultants say to me, well, you know, I feel uncomfortable about approaching a stranger, or I get really nervous when I'm ready to hand out a sample. And this is somewhat normal. However, if you're going to find the more that you sample people, the less nervous that you are and the more fun that it becomes. And remember too, if you're a brand new consultant starting out, or whether you're a Labrie consultant who is looking to really expand her business and build her business faster this year, when you're out sampling and if you start to feel those little butterflies in your tummy, you know, that's okay, because always remember that when you feel the butterflies, that means that you're growing, that you're stepping out of your comfort zone, and that's generally when something exciting is going to happen. For those of us who play it safe and don't ever try to do anything that makes us feel a little uncomfortable, the only thing that we're guaranteed of is no growth, no change in our business. But sampling is something that I learned to really love. But it all really does start with having a good attitude. To me, sampling is all about going out and making new friends and sharing a product with others that I know works and that I know in my heart is better than what they are currently using. Now, when I go out sampling, in my mind, I am on a rescue mission, a mission to rescue women away from products that are just not as effective and as beneficial as Labrie. I look at the women that I meet around me, the women that I haven't, you know, met yet, that I haven't befriended yet, and I look at as every woman is using something to take care of her skin. Whether it be a soap product, another brand, whatever it is, she's using something. In my opinion, it may as well be Labrie, because it's going to give her much better results. And I know that somewhere down the road, she will thank me for introducing her to these products. So you see, you have to build a strong, positive attitude first before you even start the sampling program. You have to feel in your heart that you are helping someone and that you're making a difference in someone's life. And I truly feel that way because I know what these products have done. I look at the hundreds and hundreds of testimonials that we have received through the years, and there is no doubt in my mind that we have made a difference in people's lives. Okay, so that's where it starts. Have a good attitude. Be excited. Be enthusiastic. You are giving that person, when you're giving her a sample, you are giving her a gift. Okay, so why sample? You're helping others. It will help increase your exposure in your community. It's going to help build your customer pipeline faster. Your business is going to grow faster, and that means your profits will grow faster as well. Now, how many samples you hand out in a week really depends on where you are in your business. If you are really looking to create momentum in your business this year, if you're looking that you need new clients, then I would suggest handing out a minimum of 5 samples a week, and you need to be consistent with this. 5 samples a week, and you need to probably do that for a good 6 weeks if you're looking to build momentum in your business. Handing out 5 samples 1 week and then not doing any samples the next week, and maybe handing out 1 the week after, that is not how you're going to build momentum. If you're serious about giving your business exposure and about building faster, then you need to hand out a minimum of 5 samples a week, and you need to do that for approximately 6 weeks. Now, you need to always be prepared. Preparation is key. Go ahead and prepare a bunch of sample packets and have those samples with you at all times, because you never really do know when opportunity is going to present itself. Be prepared to sample at all times, when you're going to parties, running errands, going to the dentist's office, Little League games, shopping at the mall. You never know when someone is going to be sitting next to you and the conversation turns towards LeBry. The last thing that you want to hear yourself say is, geez, you know, I left my samples at home, but let me give you a card. Okay, that means if that ever happens to you, you are not prepared to sample. Remember, success and preparation go hand in hand. Okay, now, let's say you've got your samples ready, you're going out and you're going to sample, and your key is to hand out a minimum of 3 samples that afternoon. And that's something that can be done very easily. You can easily hand out 3 to 4 to 5 samples within 1 hour. I've done it many, many times, so it's very easy to do. Also, keep a pen and notebook in your purse at all times, because you need to have this so that you can write down the person's name, the date that you gave her the sample, and what sample you gave her, as well as her phone number. So those are really the things that you need, as your samples, a tote bag to carry them in. I would suggest in your sample packet that you'll be handing out to people to hand out a trio sample, cleanser, freshener, moisturizer, a facial mask, along with the LeBry versus the competition brochure and that little card that explains how to use the facial mask. And if you'd like, you could also include an eye repair gel. That would really be up to you. Okay, so have that in your bag, and then also be sure that you have a pen and notebook in your purse as well. Now, when you're going out sampling, you want to look for people that you feel take pride in how they look. You know, look for people that perhaps are wearing a little bit of makeup, are dressed nicely, they have a friendly personality. I found for myself, and this is what I recommend for all of you, is to sample people who are your age and older. I always sampled women that were in my age group and older. Now, before I approached someone that I wanted to sample, the first thing I did was I made sure I had my samples on me. The second thing I did is I made sure that she looked like she was someone that took pride in how she looked. And then I would simply approach her by saying something like this. "Excuse me, my name is Linda, and I was hoping that I might be able to get your opinion on something." Now, generally, when you ask someone for their opinion, they feel flattered. This is what I have found. Okay, and generally they'll say, "Oh, okay." I'll say, "I am working with a new line of pure natural skincare products called LeBry. Have you heard of them yet?" Now, chances are they will say no. I continue saying, "I'm really excited because I am looking for people who would enjoy trying some free samples of LeBry and then giving me their opinion on the product and how it compares to what they might currently be using. Would you enjoy trying some free samples of LeBry Pure and Natural?" That's generally what I say to people. Now, you're going to get different feedback from different people. Depending on where you are also determines how much time you'll be able to talk with that individual. For example, if you're sitting next to someone at a Little League game, obviously you're going to have time to chit-chat with her throughout the game about the products, and you can get a little bit more involved with educating her about LeBry. On the other hand, if you're standing in a checkout line and at the time you offer the sample, no one is in line behind you, and all of a sudden two other people step up, you know that you're going to have to make your sampling approach, you're going to have to speed it up a little bit. So let's say that I have the opportunity here to talk with her a little bit about LeBry. I go on and I continue with, "Well, LeBry is as natural as it can be, and in your sample packet you'll be receiving instructions on how to use the product and this wonderful brochure called LeBry versus the Competition. And in this brochure you'll learn about what makes LeBry so unique today compared to other products." And I'm able to take a little bit more time to explain to her. And then I say to her, "I would only need your name and number so that I could give you a call to see how you're enjoying the products and to get any feedback or to get your opinion of the product. Okay, now, a couple of things can happen here. Sometimes people, you may hear someone say, great, you know, yeah, I'd love to try the product. You're going to bump into many people that are very excited about trying something new. Now, those are the easy ones, okay? Sometimes you're going to run into people that say, oh, you know, I just have such sensitive skin. I just, you know, my skin is so sensitive. I just break out from everything. Now, if you hear that, what I've learned to say to people is just say, really? Oh, then Labrai will be perfect for you, because Labrai was formulated without all the ingredients that most people will break out from. It is so natural. It can even be used on the most delicate, sensitive skin like babies. So you are really going to appreciate these products. Now, generally, when I say that to someone, they don't usually come back and say anything, except now all of a sudden I've piqued their interest a little bit more, and they'll want a little more information about Labrai. And then I continue with going into the Labrai verses and why people generally don't have a problem with our products, and that the pH, our products are pH correct. Our products do not contain irritants or harsh chemicals or harsh detergents, and that is usually what most people are sensitive to. Someone else may say to you, well, you know, I've been using brand ABC for 10 years and I just love it. Now, what do you say back to a person like that? Well, what I learned to say is, you know, I really respect that. But let me ask you something. If something better were to come along, something that was better and gave you better results than what you're currently experiencing, wouldn't you want to know about it? Now, ladies, I have never, ever had anyone say to me, nope, wouldn't want to learn about it, wouldn't want to know about it. So that's what you say to someone who says that they've been using XYZ brand for 10 years and just love it. Because what you're doing at all times is you're arousing their curiosity. Because they don't know how wonderful our products are, and they don't know what they're saying no to. So you have to get over that fear. You are trying to help educate people. Remember, 95% of the people that you are going to meet do not have a clue about what is in the product that they are currently using and trusting their complexions to. It's our job as Labrai consultants to help educate the public. And that is what's going to open the door for you. It's by giving people information about Labrai and other ingredients that are commonly found in many products as to why they are harmful to the skin. When you can teach someone something, they generally become wonderful customers and they'll stay loyal to you for many, many years. Okay, so now let's say you have someone who says to you, well, no, I'm just not interested. You know, that is going to happen once in a while. That's part of sampling. And you can't be afraid of that. You're going to get people that are going to be excited and they're going to want to take your samples and they're going to become great hostesses and many of them will become wonderful recruits. As a matter of fact, when we launched our company in 1998, through the sampling program, through sampling, by the time September 1st of the same year rolled around, I had recruited 43 people. And they were, the majority of them had met me through the sampling program in Labrai. So sampling works, there's just no doubt about it. But you can't be afraid or take it personally if someone says, no, thank you, I am not interested. Now, what I learned to say back to people who said that to me was I'd say, well, you know, I respect that. However, I would still like to give you our brochure, our Labrai versus the Conversation brochure. This brochure is going to explain to you what makes Labrai unique and different. And also, this brochure has my name and phone number in it. Should you ever decide that you'd like to try some free samples, please don't hesitate to contact me because I would still love to share Labrai with you. And I can promise you something, that should you decide to try Labrai, once you discover Labrai, you will never want to put anything else on your skin again. Now that is what I say to people who tell me they're not interested. I simply give them the brochure and I let them know that they can contact me in the future. My name and number is right in the brochure. And the powerful message that I'm sending them is that once they try Labrie, they will never want to use anything else on their skin again. Now think about that. That's powerful. That is going to pique her curiosity, don't you think? It's going to make her wonder, wow, she really believes in her product. I cannot tell you how many people have contacted me sometimes 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks after they had gotten a sample because of that statement. They said, you know, I did look at your brochure. I kept, you know, one woman I remember saying, you know, what you said really was a strong statement. And she says, I'm just curious now about these products. I want to try them and I want to compare them to what I'm using. That's what you want. Because you see, when you're sampling, what you're really doing is you're planting lots of seeds. You're getting your self known in the community. And that is what's going to bring you a bountiful harvest. The more seeds you plant, the greater of a harvest you're going to have down the road. But you can't get upset or take it personally or feel like sampling doesn't work just because someone says, I'm not interested. You can turn all those situations around. The same thing when someone says, well, I'm sensitive. Instead of saying, oh, okay, well, you know, here's our brochure and keep us in mind, you're not going to get her to try the sample by saying that. But if you say to her, oh, you are, that's wonderful. Labrie was made for people just like you. They don't know what to say. And now you've piqued their interest about giving the samples a try. So again, you have to just realize that sampling too is a numbers game. But you have to be sure that when you give a sample to someone, because you do invest in these samples, that you want to make sure that the person you're giving the sample to is excited about trying them and that she is willing to give you her name and phone number. Now, if she accepts the samples from you and she says, yes, you know, I'd like to try the products, or I'll give you my opinion of the product, then the first thing you need to say to her is, you know, I need to be calling you in the next couple of days to get any feedback from you, because it's really important that you tell me how you're enjoying the product. What is a number that I would be able to reach you at? And that's when you take out your notebook and pen and you write down her name and number in your spiral notebook. Okay, the other thing that's important, if you have the time to talk with her a little bit, then I always would ask if she was using anything special to take care of her skin. Simply say, are you currently using anything special to take care of your skin? The reason I ask this question is because I want to learn whether she is using a system, is she a soap person. This just gives me more information as to how I can help her and to what type of skin she possibly has. If she says to me, oh, she's been using soap, chances are she has a drier complexion. So it just gives me some good input as to what kind of product she's been using, and it also tells me how much money she's been spending on her products. If she says, well, I use a Dove soap and Oil of Olay, that tells me one thing. If she says, oh, she says, I use all of Lancome, well, that, of course, tells me something completely different. The key about sampling and really being successful at sampling is in how you approach people. You need to be enthusiastic. We talked about that earlier. You need to be excited. It's really about making new friends. It's about befriending people. When you talk to someone about the samples, smile, shake their hand, touch them on the shoulder. You need to find a way to connect with the person who you are giving your sample to. This is really important. You don't want to be a consultant that tries to rush the sampling process. You want to be warm, you want to be friendly, you want to be sincere, because they can sense this. If the prospect that you're approaching senses that you're very uncomfortable, chances are you won't be that as successful in getting her to accept a sample from you. But if you're friendly and you smile and you show your enthusiasm and she can hear it in your voice, she's going to want to know about these products because she sees your excitement about the product. The other thing that's important after someone accepts a sample from you, if you sense that they are hesitant in giving you their name and phone number, you have every right to ask for that sample back. And how I do that is I simply say, if I sense, oh, she says this to me, oh no, she says, I'm not comfortable giving you my phone number. And this happens on occasion. This doesn't happen a lot, but it will happen, especially after, you know, you give out 30 samples. Someone will say that to you. Simply say, well, you know, it's really important for me to learn how you enjoy these products and how they compare to what you had been using. If you really feel that you can't give me your name and number, I'm going to please ask for my samples back, because I do make an investment in these and I need to really give them to someone that I could talk to after I give them the samples. One of two things will happen. Either she will give you the sample back, or she'll say, well, okay. She says, no, my name is this and my phone number is that. I've had it go either way, and you just never know. Now, if she gives you the sample back, that's fine. Say, okay, well, you know, thank you very much. Before we leave, I'd like to give you our LeBry versus the competition brochure. This is a brochure that will help educate you on what makes LeBry unique in the marketplace, and it also discusses reviews, ingredients that you should stay away from. So what you may want to do is go home and make sure that none of the products that you currently have in your vanity contain any of the ingredients that are listed in the brochure. And by the way, my name and number is also in the brochure. If you ever would change your mind, please don't hesitate to give me a call, because I'd love to treat you to some of the samples. And I promise you, once you try LeBry, you will never want to use anything anything different on your skin again. That is how good these products are. So again, you leave that person with that powerful statement. When someone says no or they don't accept the samples, always leave them with the brochure and that powerful statement. It works. In LeBry, we have quite a few people. We have one lady who received samples from a LeBry consultant, and it took her a full year to use the samples. One day she was cleaning out her nightstand and she discovered the LeBry samples, and she read the brochure and was curious, so she started using them. She is a manager today in LeBry, and we have many, many situations like that. But again, it goes back to planting lots of seeds, because you never know when these seeds are going to sprout. Someone that you gave a sample to in January, you may hear from her in August, and she may become a new recruit for you in October, and she might become a manager 6 months, a year later. You just never know. But the key to sampling is to be consistent with it, especially if you're looking to expand your client base.